The decision was made to go this route when the opportunity came up when Alma made her switch to another area last year. Was in the past, you know, we didn't do what I thought was the best job and most efficient job of planning our work. We had a street department that was kind of in a little silo, and a water and sewer department in their silo. And the street folks might go out and overlay a street or rebuild a street, and then next thing you know, we've got a water line or a sewer line issue, and we're having to tear it up. And, you know, that's very frustrating to do that and spend that money to take care of the street and then have to redo it. And so Arnold Knox, who's been the street director and done a great job for the city for a while, another lady in that department, Amy Lanning, were both certified engineers. And we felt like we could create a planning and engineering department. And their goal is going to be to identify the needs of the city. They're going to have three or four people that we just kind of realign and combine some folks. They'll be looking at, you know, the condition of water lines, sewer lines, and all that stuff. We've got a lot of technology we can look at that stuff with now. They're going to determine where we need to be focusing on what I call the in the dirt work. Mm-hmm. We need to get what's in the dirt fixed first before we do something with the street. We got to do a better job of balancing that ball and making sure the left knows what the right's doing. And so that's kind of the reason for this. So basically, the way we hope this is going to work is the planning and engineering folks will create like the playbook. Mm-hmm. This is the work that needs to be accomplished. And then Steve, in his new role as public works, since he's going to be over those two, he'll be the one to implement that plan. He'll be working very closely with the planning and engineering side to put in the things that need to happen in the city.